Hi, and welcome to this demo of using CarPlay. And the reason why I'm doing this demo is because the last time I did a demo of using some audio system in a car was back in December 2011 on my podcast, when we bought our new car back then, which was the Ford Focus. And now I am currently sitting in a nice red shiny Subaru Forester IS 2019 model, which has lots and lots of gadgets in it. I'm currently sitting here in the morning with the sun coming up, streaming through the front windshield of the car. It's beautiful and warm here in Australia at the moment as I'm doing this recording at about 6:30 a.m. in the morning. I've got the sunroof open, nice gentle breeze coming through. And not that I get to do this very often, I'm currently sitting in the driver's seat of the Subaru Forester. So let's get on with the demo of CarPlay. Now, remember when using CarPlay, particularly with either, of course, Apple or Android, this is really designed around the driver accessing all the information from either smartphone on the touch screen of the car display on the console. But I just wanted to show you, for us voiceover users in particular, we can still access many of the functions that we can still on our iPhones. So I'm just gonna wake up the car. So the nice thing about the Forester, like Fava cars in particular, as long as I've got the fob in my pocket, I can just walk up, put my hand underneath the handle to open the driver's door or the passenger's door, and the just car unlocks. And as I said, I'm currently sitting in the driver's seat, so I'm just gonna press the start button to wake up the auxiliary systems. Okay, so I've just woken up the car, there goes the radio. Okay, and for the moment, I'm just gonna turn the radio off, or just mute it actually. Just pressing the mute button on the console. All right, so I've currently got a lightning cable plugged into one of the USB ports in the Forester. Now, just for your information, there's two USB points in the front console here, which are specifically for CarPlay or Android Auto, whereas the back two USB ports behind the console in the middle, the armrest, which serves the back seats, that's for charging only. Okay, so the front two is for CarPlay, the back two USB ports are for charging your iPhones or iPads or whatever else you might have. I'm going to grab the lightning cable and I plug it in, and if I touch my screen on my phone,
Maps, FaceTime, CarPlay.
It says CarPlay on the screen while it's hooking up to the car. And by the way, we didn't have to do anything in particular to get this system up and running. I just simply plugged my phone, or Ellen, my wife, plugged her phone in the car, and it started with CarPlay. And I guess because it is CarPlay, as soon as you plug CarPlay into the phone, it actually locks the screen, because as we all know, with CarPlay in particular, Apple's very much into safety. So they want you focusing on the road and not on the screen of your iPhone, of course, if you're a driver. But us, or me, being blind, I just want to use VoiceOver on my iPhone as well. So the first thing I can do, I'm just going to put my phone down at the moment on the console here. So what happens is, as soon as I've got CarPlay on via my iPhone, the talk button that I would normally use to talk to the car for, say, adjusting the cabin temperature, the fan speed of the air conditioner, doing satellite navigation, choosing radio, all that sort of cool stuff you can do with the Starlink entertainment system in the Forester, that talk button now belongs now to Siri. And if you're at all interested, the talk button or the media audio options on the steering wheel on the left-hand side. So if I start from the top, you've got two buttons on the spoke. So left and right is previous and next, i.e. such as station. So if I turn the radio back on with the source button here, let me just press it. So I could actually press the next button or previous button to go to the previous and next station. So that's going to just mute the radio with the mute button on the console. And then to the right of that, I've got an info button, which brings up information on the touch screen, or one of the touch screens. And then below those two buttons again, I've now got a torque button on the left-hand side, and for the life of me, I can't remember what the button to the right of it is. But as soon as I plug CarPlay in, that torque button now belongs to Siri. So if I press it... Hello, Siri.
Hello there, David.
How are you this morning, Siri?
Hey, I can't complain.
Good for you. Okay, so we know we've got Siri activated. My phone screen still locked. You can do all the normal things that you can do with Siri that you can do on your phone. And of course, all this information is also coming up on the touchscreen. Now, interestingly, and this is a feature that Apple specifically does, particularly for voiceover users, if I unlock my phone,
6:55 a.m.
the speech of voiceover is just coming through my iPhone, not coming through the car speakers, because my family shouldn't have to put up with the fact that I'm using voiceover. They just want to enjoy whatever media is coming out of my iPhone. So,
screen dimmed.
Let me just, yes, I know you want to do screen dim again, so let's lock the phone again. So I'm just going to use Siri again to play some music. So I'm going to press that talk button on the steering wheel, so basically the bottom left hand side button. Play some chill out music.
All right, let's coast.
Below the two top buttons on the console and the two middle ones, I've got a little, I would call it a joystick, but it only goes up and down, not left and right. So if I keep pressing it down, I'm turning the volume right down. If I keep pressing it up, one, two, I keep pressing it, turns the volume up. Now, of course, if I held it in, as in held it going up or held it going down, it would also keep going and adjusting the volume up and down. I have to keep pressing it up, 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 or down, down, down. Okay, and let me just press the talk button. Stop. Stop.
Okay, paused.
And of course, we can do other things like, hey Siri, give me directions to 237 Mann Street, Gosford.
Getting directions to 237 Mann Street, Gosford.
Which is Vision Australia, Gosford, here on the Central Coast of New South Wales in Australia. And again, this is coming
starting route to 237 Mann Street.
The speakers of the actual car.
Turn left onto Gilda Drive.
Okay, and of course I can say, pressing the talk button again, but on the left-hand side and the steering wheel, stop navigating.
Okay, I've stopped navigating.
Play the latest episode podcast of Talking Tech from Vision Australia.
Okay, here's the newest episode of Talking Tech. Talking Tech, the 27th of November 2018.
Hello everyone, welcome to Talking Tech. I'm Stephen Jolly, great to have you with us. No matter where you're listening, it might be through Vision Australia Radio or associated stations of RPH Australia. Perhaps it's through the Community Radio Network, or maybe you're listening through the podcast. And the way to get that podcast, if you're not familiar with it, is just search for Talking Tech, the way you usually search for your podcasts. And then down it can come, usually around Tuesday afternoon, just after it's been produced. With me as always, Vision Australia's National Advisor on Access Technology, David Woodbridge. And the weather's starting to brighten up in Eastern Australia, in your part of the world, on the central coast of New South Wales.
It certainly is, and it also means it's cricket season. So I believe you have some news for us about the beginning cricket season here in Australia.
Okay, let me just stop for the
moment.
Yes,
so there's been some interesting...
Stop.
Okay, paused.
And, of course, we want to find out what the weather's today. I'm going to press the talk button again. What's the weather today?
It's currently clear and 17 degrees in Nara. Expect clear skies starting in the morning and wind in the afternoon with mixed conditions for the rest of the day. Today's high will be 34 degrees, and the low will be 17.
And of course, that's in Celsius, not in Fahrenheit. So far, we can play some music, normal stuff. We can get some map directions. We can play podcasts. We can do all the normal things of Siri, such as just getting the weather like I've done. And of course, I can also phone or make a phone call as well and send receive messages. So let me just make a dummy phone call to our voicemail system here at work at Vision Australia. Dial 9334.
Calling 9334.
Of course, I just press the talk button there and again to keep using Siri on the steering wheel.
Welcome to Audix. For help at any time, press star 4. Please enter extension and hash.
Okay, and of course, if that was a human being, I could start talking to them. So let me just press the button. There was a button to the right of the steering wheel that I'm assuming hung up the call, because it's like I can't hear the phone call anymore. So let me just check. See what my phone's
address,
doing.
237 Man Street.
So that was the maps coming up on my phone screen that we just did.
Button.
I don't know what all those buttons were on the screen that just said button with at the moment. Let me just check my phone.
Telstra Mobile Network, 204 bus, signal strength, 204 bus.
No, so not the phone call.
Telstra Mobile Network.
Now, if I, while I'm actually sitting on my Tesla on my phone.
303 AM,
CarPlay. Okay, so I can see that I'm on CarPlay on my iPhone. All right, let's just send. I'm just going to lock my phone again. Let's send a message to myself. So, talk button on the steering wheel. Send a message.
Who do you want to send it to?
0400.
What do you want to say?
Call us a contact name. Hello, this is David, just sending myself a test message. Thank you for the test from my Subaru Forester 2019.
Your message to David Test says, nope, hello, this is David. Oops. Just sending myself a test message. Thank you for the test from my Subaru Forester 2019. Ready to send it?
Send.
Okay, it's sent.
Let's read our last text message coming into my iPhone. So, talk button again on the steering wheel. Read my last text message.
I found your most recent message from David Woodbridge.
Nope,
hello, this is David, just sending myself a test message. Thank you for the test from my Subaru Forester 2019. Would you like to reply?
Yes.
What do you want to say?
That's okay, you're welcome, and I don't mind talking or texting myself back. Thank you.
Your message says, that's okay, you're welcome, and I don't mind talking or texting myself back. Thank you. Ready to send it?
Send.
Okay, it's sent.
Oop, that's my watch going off again. Another little message came in. I won't bother reading that one back. So that's using Siri off the steering wheel. Now, of course, I can come back to my phone. I can still access all my normal audio stuff on my phone, and it'll go through the CarPlay into the car speakers. So if I open up, open Audible.
Selected, cloud, button, 1 of 3.
And this is just me using my normal iPhone.
Device, iTunes, search, all titles, but sorting by risk, delete, refresh, Descendant, The Revelations of Orisarin, The Cassie Chronicles, Book 1, by A.
Okay, so I want to start reading that audio book, or part of the way through it, I think. Double tap on it, with normal.
Close, button.
Just wait, said Toph quietly. They stood still on the banks of the river. Jordan's knees quaked as her eyes scanned the cascade, searching for another glimpse of the elf. They didn't have to wait long. Another curtain of water opened at ground level and she reappeared. She stepped out into the side of the dark opening.
Okay, so normal two-finger double tap to stop. So that works beautifully. So I can start and stop audiobooks. If I want to play from the Overcast app in particular for podcasts, not just Apple's Podcasts app itself, I can also use, now I just use Siri on my iPhone to open up Audible. Let's see if we can do it from the steering wheel. I'm just going to keep my phone awake. So I'm going to press the talk button on the steering wheel. Open Overcast.
Overcast. All podcasts. Back button.
And it was very nice because you could actually hear the phone do it because I've got the screen awake, which is very cool.
Vision Australia Record Search. The radio.
Let me just go to another podcast.
Daily Tech Headlines.
Okay, let's go to Daily Tech Headlines.
Selected. All podcasts. Back button.
And down the bottom.
Seek forward. Play. Seek back. Now playing. Starwood Hotels confirms massive data breach. DTH. Downloading 67%.
Let's play that.
Play. Button.
And that should come.
Back. Button.
Through the speakers.
Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, November 30th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. Amazon announced its Echo speakers will include Apple Music support as of December 17th.
Ooh,
Echo
is cool.
The second voice-controlled speaker to work directly with Apple Music.
And of course, I've got this running fast as well.
The Apple Music integration apparently only works with Echo speakers, though, not third-party smarts.
Stop.
Okay, paused.
And let me just see.
Back. Button.
Thank you. If I can open up YouTube via the talk button on the steering wheel. So I'm going to press the talk button on the steering wheel. Open YouTube.
Sorry, David, I can't help you with that while you're in the car.
Ooh. Because it's video, I'm assuming. It's not going to allow me doing YouTube because I'm on CarPlay.
Back button.
Which I guess is actually very responsible. And another one that I noticed it doesn't let you to do either. Let me just press the talk button again. Watch this one. Open settings.
I'm afraid I can't do that while you're in the car.
Okay, because again, as for a driver, it doesn't want you peering at your screen as well. Let me open up music on my iPhone. So I'm going to press the talk button on the steering wheel again. Open music. Now, keep in mind, music, all this stuff selected, is also library, happening also on the touch screen of the car as well, on the console. So a person could just be looking at the console screen, not down at the iPhone.
For you, tab. For you, tab. Two of five. For selected, you. Library. Chill mix. Updated today.
And chill mix. If I double tap on it.
Actions. Selected. Selected. Library. Tab. One of four. Browse. Tab. Three. Album artwork. Chill mix. Apple Music for updated today. Add. Button. More. Button. And pick songs to help you. Play. Button.
And play. Okay, and that's coming through the car speakers. Beautiful. And of course, if I press the next button on the console, on the if I press the next button on the steering wheel, go to the next track. Okay, and of course, if I press the talk button and say, let's look at the steering wheel. What is the name of this track?
This is called Losing You by Aquilo.
Selected, library, tab,
1 of 4. Okay, and then normally you'd have your phone locked, so lock it down. And I should be able to just use my voice to say next track, shouldn't I? So I press top button on the steering wheel. Next track.
Skipping.
And press top button again. What's the name of this track?
This is This by Ed Sheeran.
Let's just do stop. Talk button. Stop.
Okay, paused.
Okay, now while that's paused, let me just come out of
selected for you.
Tab. Music. And I'm going to go into settings myself page. Manually.
Settings. 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 Screen. General. Button.
Tap on general.
Selected. Settings. General. About. Software update. AirDrop. Handoff. CarPlay.
And I'm going to tap on CarPlay.
Selected. Bluetooth alert. Bluetooth is off. CarPlay will only be available over USB. Do you also want to enable wireless CarPlay?
Now, I've got Bluetooth turned off specifically on my phone at the moment because what happens is I do have my phone synced to the car, so is Ellen for that matter. But what I find happens is when it connects to... Stop going to sleep on me. When it goes to Bluetooth in the car and I don't have the source operating properly, I lose speech completely because voiceover is also going through the car as well as the music, which I don't like happening. So that's why I like the Lightning USB connection, because as with AirPlay, as we know, again, the USB audio only. Is staying on the phone.
USB on, turn on Bluetooth.
So
USB only.
I'm going to tap on USB only.
My car. Subaru. Button.
So if I go back to the top of the screen, right, flick to the right.
CarPlay. Heading.
So I've got CarPlay hitting.
If your car supports wireless CarPlay, press and hold the voice control button on your steering wheel to start CarPlay setup.
Now, it said press and hold to start setup. We didn't have to actually have to do that on this Subaru. I don't know why, but with the Forester 2019, it seemed to do it pretty much straight away. My son plugged his phone into CarPlay yesterday, and it worked perfectly. He didn't have to do anything. He just plugged it in.
Heading.
So this is my car.
Subaru. Button.
Subaru is the button. Double tap on Subaru.
Selected. CarPlay. Back button.
And flip to the right.
Subaru. Heading. Reset. Button.
I can reset it.
Phone, music, maps, messages, now playing, Subaru, podcasts, audiobooks.
Okay, so that's basically a reminder of all the default things that you can actually do with CarPlay. And if you have other apps on your iPhone, such as Spotify, etc., you can also use that to, of course, play via CarPlay as well. And they will come up as a list of possible apps that you can use on the touchscreen of the info system on the car as well.
Setting. Safari.
Let me open up my favourite one, and I'm going to do it via the talk button on the steering wheel, just because I can. Open ABC Listen. And you can hear the phone loading the app.
Southeast Tassie's in drought.
Stop.
Okay, paused.
So I just heard my tummy growl then. It's almost breakfast time, I think. All right, so top of the screen.
Radio screen.
It's nice.
Heading.
I think riding, it's nice.
Oops.
To see
the hey, American. Stop the audio. Stop.
Okay, paused.
Thank you. Let me go to the top of the screen.
ABC Radio Sydney.
Go top. So I've got ABC Radio Sydney.
1,233 ABC Newcastle.
That's ABC Newcastle, 2 of 17.
ABC News, Button.
ABC News.
ABC Grandstand.
ABC Grandstand.
Double J, Button. 5 of 17.
Double J. Let's double tap on Double J. Okay, that's Double J. And of course, if I do a two-finger double tap on the two-finger magic tap of VoiceOver, stops it. Two-finger double can starts it. Two-finger double tap stops. And of course, I can should be able to press the top button on the steering wheel. Play.
Okay.
There we go. Stop.
Okay, paused.
Now, I'm thinking that the Voice Dream app, which we use for reading books that we can download or documents that we can download from Bookshare, Gutenberg, or the Vision Australia Library here at Vision Australia. Let me just try one. Open Voice Dream Reader.
Sorry, David, I can't help you with that while you're in the car.
Oh, yes, you can.
Messages. 29 unread messages.
Am.
Phone. Page. Settings.
Going to load you manually.
Handwriting.
So I'm going to do V, which is my handwriting mode here at the moment.
O. Four apps. VO timer. Voice Dream.
So Voice Dream.
Not recognized. Add. Button. Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. Lewis Carroll. About 1 hour. 43 minutes. 15 seconds. 1%
Okay,
read.
So let's do Open Alice's format. Adventures in Wonderland. Double tap on it.
Alice's Adventure. Home. Button.
And let's just.
Position. What? About 1 hour. About 30 knots. Search. Navigation. You. Play. Button.
Double tap on play.
So she was considering in her own mind, as well as
here
she could, the hot air made her feel very sleepy
so
and stupid.
So Siri might stop me doing it via the car player on the top button of the steering wheel,
suddenly a white rabbit
still do it from her phone.
There was nothing so very remarkable in that, nor did Alice think it so very much out of the way to hear the rabbit say to itself, oh dear, I shall be late. When she thought it over afterwards, it occurred to her that she ought to have wondered at this, but at the time it all seemed quite natural. But when the rabbit actually took a watch out of its waistcoat pocket and looked at it,
I love
and then
this story.
Alice started to her feet, for it flashed across her mind that she had never before seen a rabbit with either a waistcoat pocket or a watch to take out of it, and burning with curiosity, she ran across the field after it, and fortunately was just in time.
All right, Mr. Woodbridge, stop listening. Now, remember last time when we tried YouTube? Lovely car play strike series said she wasn't going to do it. So let me load YouTube manually, like I just did with Voice Dream Reader then. So
handwriting
mode, and we'll type a Y.
Y, five apps.
And we'll type an O.
One app, YouTube.
There's YouTube, we'll double tap.
Not recognized. Button. Cast. Button. Video. Button. Search. Button.
And let me tap on search.
Search field is editing. Search YouTube.
And it flipped to the right.
Search. Subaru Foresters 2019. Search history suggestion.
And that was button. My search history before.
Back. Button. Subaru Forester. Clear search. Cast. Refine. An SUV with real all-wheel drive 2019 Subaru Forester Review Vertical Line Australia. 7.
That'll do. Cut. And we'll tap on it.
Playing advertisement.
It will start playing a little advertisement, of course.
And
then.
Selected. Skip ad. Button.
Hey Google.
Skip ad.
Selected. Skip ad. Video player. Heading.
And here's the video.
You're watching Cartel TV.
Which is actually just
Simone.
The audio,
today,
not the video.
I take a look at the new 2019 Subaru Forester in the 2.5i premium trim.
All right, so there is a trick that you can actually watch, I believe, MPEG files off a USB stick as long as the car is got the park brake on and the engine, I believe, is not running. Because I understand that if you start driving or take the parking brake off, the video will go off the display. Of course, because they then want the person to, the driver, to focus on the road. All right, so let me come out.
Button. Messages. 29 unread messages.
All right, so if I now take the cable out of my phone, because I'm now finished with CarPlay.
Low power mode turned off. Now,
it's gone back to the radio. It's gone back to actually AM, which is a bit faint. So let me just press my source button to cycle back around to the proper radio, which is FM, and it's going to mute it on the console. If I do a two-finger double tap on my phone, I'm back to music playing just on my iPhone itself, not through CarPlay. And if I plug it in like that and just give it a moment to react,
music, FaceTime, CarPlay,
because it comes up with the CarPlay logo or whatever it's doing on the screen.
CarPlay.
And I normally just keep touching
CarPlay.
My screen until it comes back to my normal home screen again. And also, I should just say, lock the screen. 7:23 a.m. We just unlock it. Thank you. CarPlay.
FaceTime.
And if we do a two-finger double tap now, back to CarPlay on my speakers in the car, which is the Harman Kardon speaker system. Turn it up. Oh, lovely. Anyway, I'll stop playing. Two-finger double tap. All right, so take the cable out. Back to the radio. Turn the radio off. And has all the buttons. It's coming back to my iPhone. I'd love to know what that is visually. And two-finger double tap back on my normal phone. And we're back to music playing. So now, finally, if I now press the talk button on my steering wheel now, it's going to be for the Starlink system back in the car normally. So I can say, set cabin temperature to 20 degrees Celsius.
Okay, setting temperature to 20.
I press the start button on the car. I've now turned the car off. And that will do me for this demonstration of using Apple CarPlay in my shiny new red Subaru Forester IS 2019 car. As I hope you've enjoyed this demo as much as I've enjoyed actually doing it and playing with my car. And I will talk to you again, guys, soon, as always. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.